Ladies and gentlemen, return your radios to their upright position. Prepare for takeoff with America's First Lady of Liberty, a voice not left, not right, but truth-centered. Now, from the live, free, or die sovereign state of New Hampshire, raise up another rousing cheer for the doctor of digital privacy, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
So I'll admit it, I am like Ms. Communication. It's why I do a radio show. I hate being out of contact, and I hate to say this, but I hate being out of range of an ability to chat. So for that reason, my cell phone goes everywhere I go. Now, there's all sorts of implications with that, and I'm kind of aware of them, and, you know, maybe I need to work on that just a little bit. But one of the key implications is that your cell phone actually emits some pretty heavy-duty electromagnetic radiation. There is a growing body of research out there, scientific evidence indicating that exposure to all of this electromagnetic frequency radiation may actually not be all that good for us. And the one precaution that I take, and I urge everyone listening within the sound of my voice to take, if you are a cell phone addict, which I used to be, I'm a little bit better these days, but if you find yourself talking a lot on your cell phone, and I'd say a lot would be maybe more than 15, 30 minutes a day on that cell phone, you must, and I'm going to underscore this, I'm going to put in capital letters, you must get a corded headset. Now, if you can't stomach looking like a dweeb, because having a corded headset hanging out of your phone, you know, you can pretend like it's just like an MP3 player, like it's your iPod, and you can be extra cool about it. But if you can't even handle that idea, at the very least, get yourself a Bluetooth wireless headset. Not quite as good as the corded headset. But whatever you do, folks, please don't hold a cell phone straight up to the side of your head. You know, we did a show last week. We talked about how there's some recent research out showing when you hold a cell phone up to the side of your head, you increase glucose metabolism in that side of your brain. Now, what is glucose metabolism? Well, we're not sure exactly why. The scientists who figured this out said, I'm not sure why the brain is metabolizing glucose so quickly, but clearly there's metabolic activity going on inside the brain, not the ear. This is not the part that's connecting your ear and, you know, letting you hear the conversation. This is separate parts of the brain that are doing all kinds of metabolic things when you hold a cell phone up to them that they wouldn't be doing otherwise. Is that healthy? Probably not. All right. Well, what about all these risks? We know that kids should not be using cell phones. We know that adults should limit their cell phone use and certainly not be holding cell phones up to their heads. But who is telling this to Americans? Well, our guest for the first segment of this program is actually one of the people who is telling this information to Americans. Liz Barris is the founder and director of the American Association for Cell Phone Safety online at AmericanAssociationForCellPhoneSafety.org. She is working currently on a bill up in Oregon, the state of Oregon, to require labeling on cell phones so that they would at least, at the very, very minimum, give us some of this baseline information. Welcome to the program, Liz.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Saltzman. It's really a pleasure to be here, and thank you for doing a show on this issue that really desperately needs airing.
It's a crucial one. Now, I'm on your website right now. You've got a nice blue sky and a little smiley and a butterfly, always a good thing, better than kind of the dark, ugly images. And then I'm looking over
Mom and Pop website.
I love it. Yeah, I'm looking over to the side. Now, it says, please sign our petition for the Children's Wireless Protection Act. So we've got kids involved. Yeah. We got labeling. You're working on a number of different issues. Tell us which one is kind of rising right to the forefront for you right now.
Sure. Well, we have Maine coming up for this particular legislation, the Children's Wireless Protection Act. And this is the second year that Maine has tried to get this bill passed, and it's calling for warning labels on cell phones. This particular label has brain cancer in the language. The words brain, or I'm sorry, that she changed it to brain tumors this year because we now have a Maine constituent who got a brain tumor from his own cell phone use, and so in honor of that constituent, she's changed the language to brain tumors. And it's also addressing non-thermal effects, which the Oregon warning label bill also addressed. And non-thermal effects are simply effects that are non-heat related. Right now, the current SAR, specific absorption rate, SAR safety standards, and that's the amount of heat that it takes to heat some tissue, specific absorption. That's how much radiation your tissue absorbs until it heats. We are all protected from our heads basically baking like a potato with cell phones. But that is the only thing that we're protected from. We are not protected from any non-thermal effects. And everybody in the world is aware of this except the consumer. Our military is well aware of non-thermal effects. It's probably the number one area of weaponry and research. And this is our favorite weapon right now because there's no international laws against non-ionizing weaponry. We have laws against nuclear radiation. We have laws against chemical warfare. Nothing is on non-ionizing radiation, so it's a free-for-all. And it's the exact same thing with this technology and its you know, distribution across the world. There are no laws. We're protected against heating, and non-thermal effects are ignored, and those are the things that are that's what's so deadly and dangerous about this radiation. The non-thermal effects include pulse modulation, frequency, and very low power density, and I'm sure there's a few others, but those are the main non-thermal effects that we're
talking about. Now, what do you mean by pulse modulation?
Exactly. So pulse modulation, picture this, if you will. If you have a jackhammer, and you put it on a block of cement, and you push down, nothing happens. But if you turn that jackhammer on, and it goes up and down, it breaks apart the cement. That's pulse modulation on our cells, okay? And this is a way of transmitting the data across a cell phone transmission. They break up the signal in little information packets, and it's like I have a little radiation detector that makes this noise. It goes really fast, and that's how many pulse modulations per second are happening. I turn it on near a Wi-Fi transmitter, and I get that. You know, so this is just a way of delivering the signal. And frequency is another non-thermal characteristic of the wave. These are non-heat related things now. Frequency is and pulse modulation are characteristics of the wave. Oh, and by the way, medicine uses pulse modulation, no heat, pulse modulation to heal. Okay, they use it to heal bone. And there's also something that's going to be patented soon by the FDA with frequency to heal cancer. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. But anyway, frequency is another characteristic of the wave that's utilized by both our military and in medicine. And frequency is how fast the energy is spinning, like how many cycles per second. Is it 2 billion? Is it, 3 billion? I think our cells go at 7 hertz per second or just something very slow as compared. I don't have my numbers exact on that, so don't quote me on that. But it's very, very fast compared to what our natural, what our bodies have adapted to over the years. Millions of years of evolution. So an energy ball coming at us at billions of cycles per second, our bodies just, the cell shuts down, micronuclei can be formed, waste product can't get out, protein, can't get in, micronuclei is formed, and that's the beginning of cancer. But frequency is a really huge player in health effects. Some frequencies have certain effects, other frequencies have no effects. So some frequencies are very bioactive with our cells, and other frequencies are not. So frequency is a big player in non-thermal effects. And then the other thing is low power density. I noticed you mentioned Bluetooth as a possible, alternative to putting a cell phone against the head. And I have to say that I feel that people should not put the Bluetooth against the head, and I'll tell you why. Because low power density is another non-thermal effect. And by the way, when we say non-thermal, I want the audience to know that we're talking about thermal effects are anything that is 1.6 watts per kilogram and above. That's what a watt, is the power, and then the kilogram of tissue is what they're talking about. So 1.6 and up is going to create heat, according to the FCC, who, by the way, are not a health agency, but they've set our health and safety standards, and that makes no sense at all. But anyway, anything below 1.6 is non-heat. Now, many scientists say that even the mere oscillation of the cell or the vibration of the atom creates even an infinitesimal amount of heat. And so it's all slightly heat related. However, are you there?
Oh, absolutely. But we're coming up on a break. Our guest this hour, or at least this portion of this hour, is Liz Barish. She's the founder and director of the American Association for Cell Phone Safety. Talking about cell phone safety, when we come back, I want to talk about a bill that's been introduced in the state of Oregon to require labeling on cell phones. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-259-9231, or you can email kma@spychips.com.
We live in a scary world, and things seem to get worse every day. Yet when you hear me on the radio, there's a spring in my step and a smile in my voice. How is that possible with all the bad news I have to plow through each day? The answer is a simple one. It's because of my relationship with God. I come to Him with my prayers, faith, and love, and He rewards me with protection, courage, and calm. He meets all my needs and opens doors for me when they need to be opened. God wants that kind of relationship with you, too. To find the comfort and security that comes from knowing the God of the universe, the loving God who made you, you can start by reading the book of Matthew. It's the first book in the New Testament, about two-thirds of the way through your Bible. Pray before you begin reading. Ask God to touch your heart and let you feel His love. The Lord wants to save you from the ravening beast sniffing at all of our heels. He wants to embrace you as His beloved child and meet all of your needs. Give Him a chance to do it. Read the book of Matthew today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Yeah, I know that. I know the cell phone can watch me, too. All right. Catherine Albrecht back with you, talking about the dangers of cell phones. We certainly know that they have thermal effects. That's when they get hot, We also know that they have non-thermal effects. That's all this oscillation and frequency and glucose metabolism and other nutty stuff that it's doing inside your brain. And then, of course, they have their own set of privacy issues associated with them. And then finally, there are some societal issues associated with cell phones, which are now no longer simply communication devices through which you talk, but they've now become essentially a whole ton of computer firepower that you're carrying around on your hip, tiny little things that have more power than my first computer. And we're just sort of carrying these things around, video cameras, there are recording devices, there are texting devices, there are web browsers. They're basically mini computers. They're becoming extremely powerful, and I'm not necessarily sure that's a good thing either. All right, we're speaking about the dangers of cell phone radiation, and one of the things I want to get into in this segment of the program with our guest, Liz Barris, founder and director of the American Association for Cell Phone Safety, is some labeling legislation that you have pending in the state of Oregon. Talk to us about what kind of a label, Liz, you would like to see on cell phones, and why Oregon seems to be the state that's taking this the most seriously right now.
Okay, sure. May I just finish what I was saying before the break about low power density and Bluetooth, and then we'll move on to that?
Sure.
Okay, basically, low power density has blood-brain barrier permeation. Studies show thousands of levels below 1.6 watts per kilogram, and the Bluetooth is a low power-emitting device, and it has easier blood-brain barrier permeation, such as nanotechnology would be the lowest level. I mean, like, it just goes right through. So it is also not a great idea to have a Bluetooth. I would suggest, you know, a landline.
All right. Well, you convinced me there. I don't use one anyway. I just know that as far as just the radiation, just this sheer EMF energy, that there's less of that, obviously, coming out of the antenna of a Bluetooth than coming out of the antenna of a cell phone held directly up to a human head.
Absolutely true. However, it has different effects when it's lower power density. You have less effects of one, but more of another. So it's like pick your poison, you know. But anyway, I agree, it is lower power density, absolutely. But there are health effects associated.
How do you feel about a corded headset? When I'm on the cell phone in my car, and, you know, I do a lot of travel, so I hate the idea of just wasted time. But yeah. I take the cell phone and I set the phone on the far side of the passenger seat as far away from me as I can get it. And then I have this long corded headset that goes into my ear with a little mouthpiece on it.
Okay. I would suggest the antenna go on the car and not in your car. Your antenna should be maybe on the roof of the car. And if you could have a wired handset, hardwired handset in your car that you pick up like an old telephone, you know. I mean, if it's possible, you know, if that's not possible, there's something called an air tube headset that removes the signal from your head. You still have an electrical signal going right into your ear with a wired, you know, with a wired headset. So I would suggest an air tube, and it'll take the signal away from your head, but there'll still be that signal around you in your car. And I would really recommend putting that antenna on the roof, you know, on the outside of the vehicle. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. Well, I'll look into that. And listeners, if I find a way to do that, I will let you guys know how I did it, and I'll recommend, I can make some recommendations back to you guys. So I'll be the guinea pig on this one. I'm such a cell phone addict, it's awful, but I never hold it up to my head ever because I wind up with instant headaches. And that's because I actually had massive memory loss. I thought I was getting early Alzheimer's from the cell phone, so yet another effect. Let's get into the Oregon labeling.
Sure.
You're
yep.
looking at legislation that that is pending in the state of Oregon that would say exactly what on the cell phone.
Right. Well, I don't have that language exactly in front of me, but it says, what's great about it is it says that there's controversy right now over the science and that there are the controversy is over non-thermal effects, which is what we were talking about. And the reason that legislative council went with those words controversy is because there are industry-funded studies, and there are thousands of them, that show that there's no problem with cell phones. But then on the other hand, we have these independently funded studies that show major problems with cell phones, horrific health effects. And so by going with controversy, there's really no disputing that in a court of law. There's actually legal controversy in the courts right now. Plus, there's thousands of studies. Plus, we have the NIH study. Plus, the World Health Organization. There is no question at all that there's controversy. And then the rest of the label, you know, it says keep it away from the head and the body, and that the controversy is over the non-thermal effects that we spoke about in the earlier part of the program. So that's the language of the label. And Oregon, unfortunately, we had the boats, you know, I don't, this may take a while to explain, but this is politics. It's not even science. We're talking politics now. And in Oregon, what happened was we had the votes to get the bill passed out of the committee. However, we're not professionally paid lobbyists, so we don't know the ins and outs of every single different legislature in each state. And Oregon has a specific way of doing legislation that goes to vote within 48 hours after it passes. And so we requested to have a stay on the vote until next week so that we'd have time to lobby the Senate and that they'd have proper time to look at our expert witness testimony, because we were also given no heads up about the hearing. And we were not granted that. And the bill is not, you know, the bill is actually, even though we had the votes on the committee, the senator did not allow the bill to go to vote for next week, so you could consider the bill to be have been killed during that hearing, with the possibility of it coming back next year.
Now, that is such a frustration, because we've actually had a number of bills that we've looked at on this radio program over the years, and bills that I've been involved with as well. And you pegged it absolutely when you said, Liz, that, you know, we're not paid lobbyists. The people who come in and testify against these bills, the people who say, oh, it would be an undue burden on the industry to have to put labeling on there, you know, they make these arguments as though they were absolutely going to be, you know, impoverished by a tiny bit of ink on each cell phone or a little sticker on each cell phone. And yet you open up these packages. I mean, the last time I got a cell phone, 50 million little advertising inserts and little little packets of crapola fell all over my floor. And I'm thinking, you guys can't afford a sticker?
Okay, so first of all, we took that sticker off the phone to make it easier for everyone, and we said, okay, we'll compromise, and we said, we'll just put it on the packaging. And that's how we got the votes on the committee, okay? They were okay with that. Now, the other thing that you addressed, which I have to tell your audience, go look in the Motorola phone manuals, pages 152 to 160. Our group, this is a really, I'll tell you a quick story. We went to Washington last year with this bill. I've been trying to get this bill going for years, okay? But so now we've got this great citizens lobbying group, and we all, you know, a whole bunch of us went to D.C. last year. We met with about 35 reps, and a lot of them had the same questions about federal regulatory oversight, the FCC and the FDA, because they both kind of point the finger at each other saying, you know, we don't have any responsibility. Well, neither do we, you know? So we wrote a letter. I think I sent you this letter, but anyway, the results of this letter, 2 months later, we copied the president and Kathleen Sebelius, who's the head of the health department, and literally 2 months later, in the Motorola phone manuals, they addressed many of the issues we brought up in the letter. So if you look now on page 152 to 160, you will see warnings against neuroepithelial tumors, which is a deadly kind of brain cancer. You will see the word structural damage to genetic material, which means permanent genetic damage passed on down through the line. You will see warnings for children to keep the phones away from their lower abdomen, which is code for reproductive organs. And for pregnant women to keep away from their pregnancies, which, you know, unborn fetus.
You guys hearing this? Listeners, I just want the listeners to be aware of just how huge of a problem this is. And, you know, here we are just la 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 because the government hasn't told us it's not safe. We assume it is. Scary stuff. Stay tuned.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just 99 bucks. Spring into health for just 99 bucks. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No, you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, no, you can't take it with you when you go. Can't understand why you keep holding on. Just cause you can't take it with you. No, you can't take it with you. Yes, you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, when you go. I see you pride yourself in your new car. Chatting on your compact Nokia. And you love your expensive clothes. But you can't take it with you when you go. When you go. No, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, chatting on your compact Nokia. Yeah. Maybe not such a good idea, guys. Maybe it's just as well you can't take that one with you when you go. All right, we're talking about cell phone safety and some of the legislative attempts to do at least something about the problem. Let's at least, at the very minimum, let people know what they're up against. Some common sense labeling legislation that would have simply said, you've got to tell people these things have been recommended not to be used by children. They could potentially pose some health problems. There is controversy. There is evidence indicating that they may not be safe. We need to get the word out. People need to be more aware that this device, that 80, 90, in some cases, in some communities, it is estimated as many as 95% of people have a cell phone that they carry with them all the time. I mean, this is crazy. We're holding these things up to our heads. We've become this completely interconnected, always-on communication society. And, you know, I'm as guilty as the next person. I'm on that cell phone for ages. And I got my wake-up call because I wound up with a massive case of what I thought was early-onset Alzheimer's, where I would literally call my husband from my cell phone and say, honey, do you remember where I was going? I literally had that experience, and that's when I said something is massively wrong. My poor husband was actually looking into, like, Alzheimer's treatments for me and getting me phosphatidylserine and other supplements, and it turned out the whole thing was just my cell phone. Headaches, I'd never had headaches before in my life, blinding headaches where I had to turn the lights out and draw the shades, all from holding that cell phone up to my head. So I learned my lesson. It is never within that basketball-sized sphere of radiation. And let me explain that to the listeners. When you hold a cell phone and it is turned on, the power of the antenna or the power of the electromagnetic radiation emitted from the antenna drops off exponentially. The further you can get it away from you, even if it's just a couple of inches, if you can move that thing a couple of inches further than what you thought you could get it away from you, you're that much better off. And there is a sphere the size of a basketball around the antenna of the cell phone that is pretty much a non-biological area. So I want you to picture your cell phone. I've said this before in the show. Put your cell phone in the middle of a basketball. Put the antenna in the middle of a basketball. And that basketball, I want you to think of it as a toxic no-life zone. Anything that goes into that basketball, whether it's your head, whether it's your reproductive organs, whether it's a breast, whether it's an ovary, whether it's a testicle, anything that gets inside of that basketball is going to be subject not only to the heat effects of the phone potentially, but is also going to be subject to all of these oscillation and frequency effects, and it will be bombarded, nay, bathed, in a soup of electromagnetic radiation. Not a good thing. So picture that basketball-sized sphere around that antenna and get it away from you. Now, if you really want to be safe, I want you to picture a beach ball around your cell phone and say, I don't want that beach ball near me. But at least, at the very minimum, keep that basketball of radiation away from your head. If you don't have a corded headset, you can order them online. You can get one of these blue tube, T-U-B-E, headsets. I know Mercola was selling them a while back. There's lots of places you can get those. And you can go onto eBay if you have an older phone and can't find the accessory at your local Verizon or Sprint store. You can go onto eBay and order a headset that will fit your phone. But whatever you do, get it away from your head. Crucially important. All right, before we get back to our conversation about cell phone safety with our guest Liz Barris, I want to identify who you're listening to. This is the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show. We are online and also on your local radio dial every weekday afternoon between the hours of 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, 2 to 4 Mountain Time, and 3 to 5 p.m. for the good folks listening in the Central Time Zone. You can find us either on your local radio dial, or if you're away from your radio, you can log on to CatherineAlbrecht.com. Click the radio show button, pull down the menu bar, and click Listen Live to open a player on your screen. We also will be posting all of the links to the stories we're talking about on today's show. They will all be posted at CatherineAlbrecht.com under Archives and Guests. Speaking of guests, our guest this hour, Liz Barris, she's the founder and director of the American Association for Cell Phone Safety. They have active members in about 20 states across the country. And if you'd like to get involved, you can find their website at AmericanAssociationForCellPhoneSafety.org. All right, Liz, let me get back to our conversation. We were talking about this labeling legislation, and you had even given them the option of, all right, if it's too burdensome to put the label on the phone, stick it on the box. What did they say to that?
Well, you know, they said, and by the way, I just have to tell the audience, they won't be able to find my website on Google. It's blocked. There's something going on. You have to actually type the whole thing into your URL, www, and then the whole thing.
Well, hang on a second, because we hate Google around here. We don't use Google. Google is a four-letter word on this show. We use startpage.com, the world's most private search engine. And, in fact, let me just look you guys up. What search term would I be looking for?
Well, it's unsearchable. It's weird. I've tried it. Maybe it was just because it was tried on Google. But, you have to type
American Association.
You have to type the whole thing into the URL, or else it won't come out.
Safety. I'm searching in startpage.com, the private alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Uh-huh. American Association for Cell Phone Safety. Now, you're quoted here in the Washington Post. Nice quote there. And there you are. You are the fourth link down if you go to startpage.com. Yeah. So let me encourage people, and in fact, I'll give you kind of a quick privacy lesson here, Liz.
Yeah.
Startpage, when you use Google, Google does not exist to give you answers to your questions for free. Google exists as kind of a lure or a honeypot to get you to provide personal information about yourself in the form of searches. so that they can know what you're interested in and create massive profiles. And as a result, Google has created the largest dossier of personal information on individual citizens ever collected in the history of civilization. Now, they have not done that by looking online for information about you. They've done that by just sitting back passively and allowing you to type in every medical condition, every prescription you're issued, every political thought that enters your mind, every restaurant reservation. They sit back and collect it while you type it in. So when I found this out, I was horrified because I think Google is probably the biggest privacy threat we face today. And
well, it comes up on Startpage, my website. It doesn't come up on Google, but it comes up on Startpage.
There you go. See? Startpage is superior. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to start using them from now on.
And when you go to Startpage.com, not only do they not record, and I'll say we because I'm now a VP for the company, not only do we not record your IP address, there's no record that you were there at all. No record of anything you searched for. Nothing is sold or traded for marketing purposes. No tracking cookies. Totally, completely private. Third-party certified. And if you go to the homepage of Startpage.com, see where it says add Startpage to your browser? If you go back, Startpage.com, you'll see there's a link right under. It's at the bottom. It says add Startpage to your browser. And when you click that link to add Startpage to your browser, it will take you through some steps that will allow it to become the default browser in the upper right-hand corner of your web browser. So, like, you have that little window up there where it defaults to Google?
I'm trying to find where it says add start page.
Hang on. Maybe I'm going to... it says add to Chrome on mine, this particular browser.
I typed in the American Society of Self-Employed.org in the search, and all these links come up. Would it be
To where it just says startpage.com.
Okay.
And then it should say right at the bottom, add to Firefox, add to Internet Explorer, add to Chrome. It'll give you the instructions right there on the homepage. Mm-hmm. And this is good for everybody listening. If you go to startpage.com, right under the search bar, it'll say add to blank, and that'll be your browser. So Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome, whatever you're using.
Well, I am determined to make this my browser, so when we get off the phone, I'm going to figure out how to do it because it's not coming up, but I will figure it out.
Yep, and then you just follow the instructions, and then it'll be in the upper right-hand corner of your little window. Yeah, see, isn't that cool? All right.
Awesome.
See, you never know what you're going to learn. You come on the show, and you learn something new every day. So, yeah, don't worry about Google if they're not finding you. You know, it's just as well. You don't want to be sending people there anyway. So Startpage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing, personally recommended by privacy advocate Catherine Albrecht. American Association for Cell Phone Safety.org is Liz's website if you want to find it, and it's the fourth search hit on Startpage if you look up cell phone safety. Stay tuned.
Is it a conspiracy if it's all true?
There is no denying that we live in a surveillance society.
Homeland Security wants to ask me some questions.
The power to control and monitor every human being on the planet.
I don't know how they knew all about this.
Government will take more and more of their rights away from them.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type system.
From Cloud 10 Pictures, the producers of Left Behind the movie, Shadow Government.
Today's event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
We are warned of such a global system.
The bad guys. It might today be Al-Qaeda, and it might tomorrow be Baptist.
The great experiment that was once America has been prostituted by special interests.
Evil exists.
All they're thinking about is, oh, government, do something, protect me, save us from all of this.
We are living in the last days.
Signed copies available at KatherineAlbrecht.com. Click on products or call 1-800-END-TIME, ENDTIME.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
Men of anger, men of war, my heart is filled with love. Tell me what you are fighting for. My heart is filled with love. This death I see won't make me numb. My heart
back. Catherine Albrecht here, talking about cell phone radiation and safety, also labeling laws and how difficult it is to get those darn things passed. You know, I worked on an RFID labeling law here in the state of New Hampshire and just was met with untold, I mean, just thing after thing after thing. There's no universal symbol. Well, hang on, there is. You very lobbyist who's saying there isn't. You developed one. Here it is. Print it out on poster board and show it to all the members of the committee. Oh, well, we can't use that. Why? Here's your whole article saying why it's so great that you could use this symbol. Well, we never intended it for the public. You know, on and on and on and on and on. There's always an excuse, always a reason, always an explanation to why they cannot tell the public these basic facts. Joining us this hour, Liz Barris, founder and director of the American Association for Cell Phone Safety. They want to see the laws changed and, at the very least, people to be informed and educated about what the risks are of using the cell phones. Liz, if you could tell every person with a cell phone, if you could stick a label of your choosing, not just the one that you could actually get through some legislative committee, but the label of your choosing on every cell phone, approximately what would you tell people?
Oh, you don't want to know, because they'll never do it. I think the whole technology is the most. I think it's the asbestos and tobacco combined and then multiplied times a thousand. It's just the worst thing, and we won't know. Here's the thing: we won't see the evidence of the body count, which is usually what legislators like to see before they take action. For decades, the cancer is a 30-year, latency. They want to see body counts. They want dead children. They want people dead before they do things about this. And
I once had a lawmaker say, "Show me the bodies on the train track."
That's right. That's
like, ew. What's wrong with you?
Can you believe that this is how? All right. So, I mean, if it were up to me, here's what the label would say. Use this only in emergencies, like they say in the manuals. Use it in emergency only. Use a corded landline at all times. And this thing is only if you're stuck on the freeway or somebody's about to rob you or just, you know, your child just, you know, it's just an emergency. I would say, you know, don't hold conversations on this. It's dangerous. I mean, I have had, you know, I emailed you this little, I have had extreme problems from my own cell phone use in my head on the same side where I use my cell phone. I'm very worried about my own health. You know, I know the latency time for cancer. I've had an MRI. So I love my cell phone so much. Here's what I did, like most people, okay? They're just, you know, anyway, so I loved my cell phone, so I continued to use it and held it in the palm of my hand. Use it for years like that. I was like, oh, it hurts my ear. I won't use it there. So guess what? I now have a tumor right where the antenna of my cell phone was in the palm of my hand. And if people want to block, you know, the antenna from you don't even know where the antenna is anymore because they hide it. They wrap it in the housing of the phone. I called Motorola and I said, hey, guys, this is after I got this tumor in my hand. I said, I want to know where the antenna of my phone is. Can you tell me? It took three levels of you know, people to help me to find out. They had no idea. Finally, they said, well, we think it's near the battery, but we're not sure. But we know it's on the back of the phone. And what I was going to say, actually, when you were giving advice about people talking on the phone with the basketball, the beach ball, the antenna is on the back of the phone, all right? You won't know this unless you talk to someone like me or you go through three levels of customer support at Motorola. It's on the back of the phone, and you don't want that antenna. There's actually, when you hold it against your head, I have an interview with a major UK electrical engineer on this. He said that if somebody is like sitting next to you on a train, you're getting more exposure because the antenna is pointed. It's possible the person sitting a few feet, is getting more cell phone radiation exposure from your call. So if you've got a child that you're with and you're making a call, just, you know, try to point that phone away from the kid. Like, the point is, you don't know where that antenna is, and you don't know where the signal even is. You don't know where the cell tower is that the signal is getting its information from. So we don't even know where this transmission is going. It's just a highly toxic infrastructure and the whole thing. I mean, I don't want to frighten your audience and stuff. You would not believe what is going on with me. You would not believe this. I've been doing a documentary on this issue for about 4 years now. I'm about finished with it. I am someone I consider slightly educated on this issue, okay? I have been living, unbeknownst to me, one block away from a cell antenna farm housing about 35 antennas and transmitters. Found this out only because I started getting these sensations again in my ear as if I were using the cell phone. I was like, what is going on? And then, my body was feeling strange. And, you know, studies show when you, after about 5 years, the cancer spike within a certain, you know, like 1,500 feet of a cell tower goes up 350% in areas where there's a cell tower. But so I went outside to the porch where my plants are, and I noticed they were getting that radiation poisoning look where the leaves were coming off and they were getting crinkly, and it wasn't that time of year. And I took a meter and I measured the radiation in my apartment, and it was huge. And I measured it outside. It was even bigger. And by the way, I didn't have these measurements when I moved in here because I measured it at that time also. Oh, and let me tell you something else about measuring radiation. You can't even pick up on some of the frequencies anymore. The technology advances so fast that the meters cannot keep up with it. The meters that are available today are not able, a lot of them, you get the $10,000 kind, and who can afford that? So they can't even measure the frequencies that are coming off these towers now. There's something called phase modulation. There's like 300 different frequencies now in one cell phone transmission, okay?
Oh, my goodness. So you're getting zapped all across the spectrum.
Right.
There's a newsletter I want to recommend to people, the EMF Omega newsletter, which if you're not getting it, Liz, you'd probably find it very interesting. It's out of Europe.
Yeah.
It's actually out of Germany. And he sends, I'd say once a week, I get a listing of the latest either battles against cell phone towers going in across Europe or research, public research from academic journals all over the world talking about EMF radiation and the ill effects. So I think that would be a useful thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
EMF
yeah.
Omega newsletter. If people want to search for that, please search using startpage.com, the private search engine. I've actually got a website up here, cellphonesafety.info. And they've got 5 steps for safer cell phone use. I just want to share these with people because I think it's mm-hmm. useful. Number 1, buy a cell phone with a low SAR rating. I think that's the information that should be prominently featured on every cell phone in a sticker. The SAR rating. That is the measure of the amount of radiation from the phone absorbed into the brain during normal use.
Dr. Albert, may I interrupt here for a second about the SAR label? Okay. Here's the thing about the SAR label. The SAR, that backs the industry-created, government-backed, false, this is a fairy tale, that the specific absorption rate actually protects people from anything other than heat. You can buy a lower-emitting SAR phone and get worse effects, okay, because they are not including pulse modulation frequency, and I fear and I feel that the SAR thing would mislead people into a false sense of security. That's why I wasn't in
favor.
Well,
I don't want people to have a false sense of security, but
yeah.
clearly the ones with the higher SAR ratings you may want to avoid. You probably want to avoid them altogether, but that's at least a data point that I think
sure,
people should
yeah.
have. All right,
but
let me go on. Step number 2,
yeah.
join the cell phone network with the best coverage in your area. Your cell phone has to work very hard if it's trying to reach some distant cell tower, and it will emit more and pick up more radiation if you're trying to capture a fleeting signal. You know, it would seem stronger, like if you had 5 bars of cell tower on your cell phone, that you would have more radiation. But it's actually the opposite. The fewer bars you have, the harder your phone has to work, and the more it is sending out the help me signal to try to contact that antenna, and that's going right through your head. Step number 3, only use your phone when you have a strong signal. If you're down to 1 or 2 bars, my phone has 5, if you're down to 1 or 2 bars, turn the phone off and wait till you get into an area with a stronger signal. It sounds counterintuitive, but if you're only trying to reach, you know, a block away versus trying to reach 5 miles away, you're going to have a very different amount of power coming out of that antenna. Step 4, don't obstruct your cell phone's antenna. If you obstruct it, it has to put out even more juice. And step number 5, use a landline. All right, that's your easy one. Use a landline. Or at the very least, a hands-free kit for long conversations. Don't be having long conversations on your cell phone. I'll take it to heart. I think I've been chastised. Liz Barris, want to thank you for the work that you're doing. And all the education that you put out there for us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Liz Barris, the American Association for Cell Phone Safety. I want to encourage you to check out their website, sign their petition, and check out their video. Lots of information on their website. And get involved. We need people fighting this. And at the very least, we need some labeling. And, you know, next time you're tempted to have a long conversation, just tell the person, I'll call you when I get home. Hey, pretty easy. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to
radio
on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.